whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, let's talk some more about, let's talk some more just generally.
Let's talk some more.
It would be a problem if I worked in
talk
radio. Want to
talk a little more?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should. I think that we absolutely should. My boss definitely thinks that we should. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're going to talk a little bit about coaching, and particularly the very, very weird coach that the Los Angeles Chargers bring into town on Saturday. His name is Jim Harbaugh. But before we get there, our question of the day, which I guess the day is still here.
It's still going.
So keep responding, I guess, was about your favorite niche sport, your niche sport of choice. Nick Casario's is golf.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is golf as well. Figgy, yes. I think if I had to put one up there, tennis is the one that came up for you.
Yeah.
I was talking with some folks about competitive gaming. And then 3-2-3, I'm surprised that this didn't come up earlier because we talked about NASCAR, but it feels like the one that is popular now, the one that's popping, that all the cool kids like is F1.
Open wheel, baby.
Yeah. Formula One.
Yeah.
I like NASCAR better.
I do too.
I've realized this.
I do too.
Formula One did a great job with the Drive to Survive. And now everybody's trying to copy that formula on Netflix with these narrative kind of documentaries about them or whatever, or series. They did a great job of introducing the people and getting all that, and you get the radios and everything. But the actual racing itself, I don't feel
so
like
much better.
Yeah, I don't feel like you get as much of that stuff. And maybe I'm wrong. Just tell me I'm wrong.
No,
on text
you're not
line 713-572-4610. What I know I'm not wrong about, and you're not gonna convince me any different, is that Jim Harbaugh is just a big old weirdo. He is. And getting to know your opponent, right? Their tendency, their trends, that stuff is important. But you know what? Sometimes you got to take a second to stop and appreciate just how much of an actual weirdo we are dealing with when you have Jim Harbaugh coming in. Now, I would like to make sure that I'm sportsy enough here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to make sure that I'm actually giving some information, some news that you can use, as the people like saying sometimes. And one of the things that I found really interesting, I follow Ben Baldwin on Twitter. He's a fantastic analytics dork. And again, I say that with affection. I'm not good enough.
Analytics dork.
No, I'm not smart enough to actually be like a real analytics dork. I'm an analytics.
It's your niche sport,
I guess, if you say so.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does a great job when it comes down to like getting down and deep into the numbers and such. And one of the things that, you know, and as he does a dump weekly of just like, here's a whole bunch of, he probably does a dump weekly just generally, but here's a bunch of like information and stuff that maybe this is pertinent to you, maybe it's not. One of the things that he put out this week that I found to be absolutely fascinating was decision making on fourth downs.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, it's a graph, as they all are, when it comes to the percentage of times that you go for it in situations where it's like a toss up on the analytics model.
Right.
And then the times that you go for it, or the percentage of times that you go for it in situations where it is like a clear go for it situation according to the model.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And interestingly enough, D'Amico Ryans is in the quadrant that he dictates as confused, where you frequently go for it in situations that are kind of toss ups or more frequently than not. And then you just don't go for it very often.
Yeah.
In the times where it is a clear go for it situation. And that's one of the things when we start talking about like head coaching matchups, especially outside of like play calling, which Jim Harbaugh does not do in this instance. Like, what are the game management things that you do? And I was trying to figure out how I view these two coaches.
Yeah.
Just to give you a little bit insight on Jim Harbaugh, he is more conservative going in toss up situations, and he is literally the most conservative on going for it on clear, at least when it comes to a model, clear go for it situations.
Mm-hmm.
How does that strike you when it comes to these two guys, and how do you compare D'Amico and Jim Harbaugh when it comes to game management?
Look, I think part of that, and I'm sure you know he included this in the in his data, is like how risky it is. You know, you just mentioned, you know, the more likely ones, but how often you go for the more likely to happen.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
Dan Campbell is... I mean, the little Lions logo might as well be off the chart on going for it in situations.
Like, he's nuts.
He's just like, we going.
Yeah.
fourth down, it's another down, ain't it? Go play football. Yeah, like that's exactly the way. That's the way the Dan.
And that's
Campbell
what I'm talking
this
about. Whereas D'Amico is more measured and is going to say, okay, the odds are that much in our favor, then we're going for it. So I'll bet you D'Amico might have a better batting average there.
I and you know what? I apologize. You know what I'll try and do is I'll try and see like how often you actually convert on those fourth down situations, or you know how much those situations end up benefit. But like it feels like early on that was one of the things that we were happy about with Kaimi Fairbairn setting records on 50-yard field goals. But we were kind of a little cautious about was, hey man, you don't want to fall into the trap of taking all these long field goals instead of putting your offense on the field. Well, when I say it like that, but instead of putting your offense on the field and like actually trying to make sure you get seven instead of three. That is one of the ways in which Jim Harbaugh is a weirdo. How about these other ways? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot. And I realize I didn't leave myself a lot of time, so we're going to try and really get through this.
They've just
right?
come flooding back.
How about the time earlier this year that Jim Harbaugh, you know, became the head coach of the Chargers and apparently fulfilled what seemingly was a lifelong dream of living in an RV?
For a long time. Like, throughout training camp, hell, he might still be living in an RV. I don't know, but, like, into the season, he was living in an RV.
Yeah.
It don't just, even surprise me, man.
No, nothing he does surprises you.
Very exuberant about living in an RV as well. How about this? Jim Harbaugh and his obsession with milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, you know, in 2019, apparently, he, in doing a house visit with a player, outside linebacker, he spent time playing chess with them in the living room, and Murphy noted, and his siblings noted that they were, that he was going and grabbing milk out of the refrigerator. like just, he just drinks, like, I think the people that drink milk just that much, as a beverage, like without some other, like added, like doing cereal or using it to cook smoked meal or something, like, or yeah, cookies. If you're just drinking milk outright, I'm sorry, I kind of believe you to be a sociopath.
Well, except for teenagers. Like when my boys were in,
including teenagers
in high school,
especially hey, who are the teenagers that want to drink anything outside of like soda?
Dude, 713-572-4610.
Y'all just drinking milk
when
straight up.
When you have teenage boys, we were going through 4 gallons of milk a week.
That is,
and I know I'm not alone. And I've had this conversation.
They were eating
with
cereal though, right?
No,
they were just drinking milk.
Pouring milk down.
Remember they actually used to have milk commercials?
Yes. Yeah. They needed it. They needed the propaganda so you would drink milk because they were like, nobody's going to do this regular,
if
right?
You've had teenage boys text in. At least 4 gallons a week.
That is insane.
Insane.
We can't even buy a gallon of milk now because they go bad.
Oh, now it's just us. We buy the little, sometimes pints, but usually those quarts.
Yeah, we do a quart, but we then drop down to a pint.
Yeah.
How about this when it comes to Jim Harbaugh being weird? Jim Harbaugh had, and to his credit, and maybe this is giving him too much credit, Jim Harbaugh has reversed this stance.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, his stance when it came to chicken was that he didn't eat chicken.
What did he call them?
He said that chickens were, quote, nervous birds.
I ain't eating that. Those are nervous birds.
Yes. Like he said that they were nervous birds, and then like by eating, like, you know, basically the idea is that, you know, there's like the chemicals that are in there and you eat the nervous birds and that's not good for the humans or whatever. He eventually, and you want to know how he got over this and changed his stance? Apparently, he purchased some chickens around Easter of 2022.
Of course he did.
And he was responsible for caring for the chickens, and then he found a newfound respect for the chickens. No, he didn't take some time to think about it and be like, I was wilding. He was like, now that I have consulted with the chickens.
I understand chickens.
I have lived amongst the chickens.
Yes.
I have become one of the chickens. I respect the chickens.
You know, one of my favorite Jim Harbaugh moments, and it's been a while. It might have been when he was in San Francisco. Y'all remember when and the clip made the rounds, but like imagine watching Judge Judy and, you know, they pan to the crowd and Jim Harbaugh was in the court watching Judge Judy. Apparently he's like an enormous judge. So he woke up one day and said, I'm gonna go to the taping. I'm gonna go watch Judge Judy. And they're like panning, and this guy is arguing about so and so owes him $500 or whatever. And they're panning, and there's Jim Harbaugh with his hands crossed in his lap watching the show.
Hey, that's a good show, man. That's entertaining. I would love to go to a taping to Judge Judy.
I felt like it would ruin the magic.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of y'all that had the. Yeah, man. You're right in this instance. A lot of people talking about their teenage boys
they
just guzzling milk.
Guzzle milk.
One of the people though said that their son is a baseball player. He drinks a gallon every 2 to 3 days, adds chocolate, is trying to like add weight or keep weight.
Maybe that's it, but Man. It's ridiculous.
All right, how about some more Jim Harbaugh being a weird 2 gallons a day between two boys? Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you.
Whew. Mm-hmm. All right, how about more Jim Harbaugh being weird? Apparently, he was on a radio show in Ann Arbor, and this was a quote. In fact, you probably have already seen my note on this, though, have you?
I have not. Maybe right. I have, right. but hit me anyway.
Who do you believe this quote to be about? I love his attitude. He attacks every day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. I've kind of modeled my behavior after him. We all should. What a great employee he is. He's a go-getter. He's always got a bounce to his step. He's got pizzazz. He puts the heart and soul into making those Krabby Patties. I think he's awesome.
All right. Well, it's context of cafeteria work.
That was a serious conversation that he had about SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When you say Krabby Patties, I'm like,
okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's our boy.
I've kind of modeled my behavior after him.
Over SpongeBob.
This is why you can't lose the football game, man.
But even like when he was serious, we played some Jim Harbaugh audio in the first segment. And it was a serious conversation about C.J. Stroud. And it sounds like he's about to say something nutty. Like always. Anytime he has any conversation, it sounds like he's about to say something funny or crazy or weird.
Well, apparently he said something weird. And just to tie this all in, this is what got me really thinking. Well, I've always think about how weird Jim Harbaugh is. Justin Herbert was talking in his availability about Jim Harbaugh. And yeah, this is the latest addition to Jim Harbaugh as a weirdo.
First time, maybe during off-season workouts or something that Jim said where you were like, this guy's definitely different.
I think when he talked about remembering the day that he was born was probably the first day that he kind of told us the whole story and how he remembered looking out the window, and I think it was a cold, snowy day. I really hope he does remember that. That'd be pretty cool.
He doesn't. What in the world? He remembers the day he was born. It was a cold, snowy day.
Yeah, I remember coming out of my mother and looked out the window.
He was like, man, I was just chilling. I was like, you know what? Yeah. It's about
first
time to get up out of here.
Was the doctor.
What's that light? Why are your hands coming at me?
He said, knowing Jim Harbaugh, he's probably like, saw the doctor, put out my right hand and said, put her there.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'm Jim.
Who has it better than
us? What is this place?
Nobody.
He's had sleepovers with recruits. When he was with...
He did a prom... what do they call it? The prom... invitation or what?
Send off a promposal?
Promposal.
Oh, promposal.
He did a promposal for one of his recruits.
There was one time where he was with a recruit where they were playing catch, and then he decided to, like, climb a tree. And also, all of this, skips past the fact that he dresses like a cartoon character. He wears
the same damn khakis from Walmart. Well, I think it was Walmart khakis, right?
He said that. I think he said Walmart, yeah.
Maybe
we saw about that like 10 years ago.
Maybe he is like SpongeBob. Like, maybe he really did take that from SpongeBob. He's like, SpongeBob wear the same thing every day. I can, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Man, that's crazy, man.
I'm glad that at least there's some people on the text line that are recognizing that they didn't grow up against with people that were drinking milk like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It is. And I guess shout out to Jim Harbaugh, but not on Saturday when they come to town. I was interested in the fact that, like, hey, he is real conservative on fourth down. So, like, of course, what that's going to come down to, and they're pretty good at getting into third and manageable. Mm-hmm. Early downs be important, and if you can get a stop, I don't think you have to worry nearly as much about them then being aggressive and, you know, extending drives on fourth down, which I thought was cool. It'll be interesting to see how the head coaches match up in this management-wise in this game on Saturday. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and actually, as we're talking about the playoffs, gear up for the playoffs at Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'd like to thank our friends at Academy for getting us ready for this weekend with our new Ready to Roll playoff shirts and division championship hats. You can get yours at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors before this weekend. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including what the hell did Reed Shepard get into down in RGV? We'll talk about that more next.